The Bloomington Common Council members are asking for more details in a proposed change to city code outlining the city's process for handling sexual harassment allegations. City Clerk Nicole Bolden read the proposed ordinance in last night's city council meeting.
It provides that anyone doing sanctioned work for the city of Bloomington who feels she or he has been discriminated against or harassed by a city employee has the right to bring that concern to the appropriate city official, who will investigate the concern promptly and take appropriate action. It also requires contractors covered by the city's affirmative action requirements to implement a harassment policy for their employees. These changes will help ensure that anyone doing work for the city will have at least one avenue of redress should she or he encounter possible discrimination or harassment at work.
Councilmember Jim Sims says the changes are a direct response to sexual harassment allegations made in March against former County Commissioner Amanda Barge.
We have some that say, yes, this is a reaction to some of the things that happened. Others say not so much. I will tell you, this is a direct reaction to what's been happening in this community. And I think that we need to make sure that we cover loopholes so that there's a smoother transition should we have these allegations, this type of behavior.
Council members expressed concern about needing procedures that ensured objectivity, particularly with elected officials. Councilmember Steve Boland said the standard for removing an elected official, if needed, has to be high.
I would think we would, and again, I think a lot of people, a lot of elected officials would want to know that this complaint was filed against them and want to know what they could do to address it, because I think most elected officials in Bloomington are people of goodwill who would feel bad that someone felt this way about how they were treated and would want to make the situation better. Again, that's not a guarantee in the future.
Or if they didn't, it still would be a way of putting it out in the public light
and then let the public decide.
And
it would end up like the recent issue with the county. There are other going public with these kind of things helps address it to some extent. At the end, the voters have the last say.
But it wouldn't necessarily be buried just because it was an elected official.
Not if I were involved, no.
Yeah.
It was Councilmember Chris Sturbaum asking Barbara McKinney, director of the city's Human Rights Commission, how a complaint about the city's human resources director would be handled.
I take to heart what people said that, you know, people who do not identify as one gender or the other of the generally accepted genders are more likely to be the victims of harassment. So I think that we do need to do that in this code and probably look at other parts of our code as well.
In addition to needing more detailed procedures, Councilmember Isabel Piedmont-Smith said she'd like to see more inclusive language than references to he and she. Under the proposed code, contractors would be required to furnish the city with their own sexual harassment policy documents. Councilmember Andy Ruff and Allison Chopra were the only members who didn't pass on the straw poll, a non-binding vote. The City Council will revisit and likely amend the proposed legislation in its next meeting next Wednesday.